In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Betches Moms, with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Get ready to lock yourself in the bathroom or wherever else you hide from your kids, because you'll literally never be alone again.
Hi, and welcome to the Betches Moms podcast. I'm Brittany, and today we are joined by internationally known television personality and host, New York Times bestselling author and entrepreneur, and mom of three, Nicole Snooki Polizzi. Welcome, Nicole. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you. I've been literally watching Jersey Shore since it first came on. So most of our listeners know you from your time on the Jersey Shore. Have your kids ever watched?
No. They know that I'm on a show, but to them, I'm an actress because, you know, they know movies and stuff like that. So I told them that mommy's an actress. So if you see me doing silly things on TV, like drinking and falling off the stage, it's because I'm acting. So that's what they know so far.
That's actually great that you angled it in that way. And you like were told them like, this was me acting. This wasn't me. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not ready for that yet.
So I actually still watch, my husband and I, it's Thursdays. Like we're still into it. We still watch it all the time. Why did you decide not to return for this season and then ultimately come back?
Oh, I needed a mental health break.
Yeah, I totally get that.
I feel like the whole drama with Angelina and like it really, really hurt my soul. I was like, I need a mental health break from all this drama. Like I'm too old for this shit. And I just want to be home with the kids. I didn't want to shoot a show. I just needed a literal break. And then once I got it and I felt, you know, good again, you know, producers called me. They were like, hey, you know, we're doing parties for Mike and all of this. And I didn't want to not show up just because I didn't want to film.
Right.
So I was like, all right, let me just, you know, come back here and there and see how I'm going to be like emotionally wise. And I just feel like I needed a recharge, you know?
Yeah, I think everybody needs that. And it makes a lot of sense that, and that you needed to do that. And you probably came back, you know, better that way. And you, you know, but we were all very excited to see you come back because the show definitely is not the same without you.
Yeah, I realized I'm the only one that drinks, so that's great. I'm the only one that blacks out.
We were like, this is good, but where's Snooki?
Yeah.
So obviously we've all seen the comparisons of Sissy and Milani being mini versions of you and JWoww, and it's the cutest thing ever. It's so funny because they really are exactly the two of you, just shrunken down. So if they ever wanted to go on a reality show together, how would you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel like that's the number one question that everyone always asks me. Like, what if your kids want to do reality?
Yeah.
And I always say I'm like the mom that wants better for them. Like,
right.
Go be a doctor, be a lawyer, go be the Queen of England, like something serious and life-changing. But, you know, obviously if they wanted to do reality, I would support them, but
of course
it's kind of, I just want it to be my thing, you know, like this is mommy's job. No, I want you to like be a veterinarian because Sissy loves animals. So we'll see if that sticks.
You worked for a vet before.
Yeah. I went to school to be a vet tech. And then once I tried out for the show, I mean, obviously I didn't finish it because we were shooting like so many seasons. So it worked out, but she loves animals just like I do.
That's so nice. I think we would all be really excited to see our kids become doctors, right?
Right. I mean, that's the goal.
So how do you balance being an entrepreneur and a mom of three?
I don't know. Honestly, I really like to be busy. I don't like to just lay around and not do anything. So my mind is always spinning, like, what else can I do? So like opening up my stores, that keeps me busy when I'm not filming. And then obviously with the three kids, I mean, it's a crazy nightmare. So Lorenzo's 9, Giovanna's 7, and Angelo is 2. So with all that going on, I don't know. I think I just like to be busy so that I'm not just sitting around in my own head, you know?
Right, right. I get it. I mean, it's hard doing both, but then, you know, like obviously like now I'm a working mom, but all the time I'm like, I don't think I could ever just sit around and, you know, chauffeur my kids around and just do all that. I need to do something.
Yeah, no, I need to be a business lady.
Yeah. I mean, you're great at it. Is there ever anything that like your kids are doing that inspires you that you bring back to your businesses?
No, they're annoying. I mean, no, not right now, maybe in the future, but I mean, they're at that age, like my 9 and 7 year old, they're just always fighting and hitting each other. And I'm just constantly saying stop. And then my 2 year old is just chaos with the house, like destroying everything. So if anything, they actually helped me name my wine Chaos. What I do, Tantrum Chardonnay and Chaos Cabernet. So they actually helped me name my wine. So yeah, they actually do help, I guess.
There you go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
So you have a new business venture, your wine coming out, Messy Mama. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Mama. Yeah.
Mama. So could you tell us all about that and how you got started with that?
I feel like it's no surprise. I like my wine, especially as a mom. Like I'm just drinking like a bottle a night sometimes. And I wake up totally fine. So I'm like used to it now. So Summerlin Wines, you know, hit me up and they were like, or actually hit them up. And I was like, do you want to like do a wine with me? And, you know, they're doing like collabs with some people.
Right.
And it just worked out. They have amazing wines. I can't wait to go to their vineyard. I'm like trying to plan it right now. Yeah. We clicked as like business partners and I was like, all right, let's do this. So it's called Messy Mama. And I feel like it helps. It like goes with my show that I'm hosting, Messiness. So like my whole mantra is just being a messy person, but still having my shit together.
Yeah.
Like I'm not the perfect cookie cutter mom. I'm the messy mom, but I still get things done and I'm a good person. So yeah. I feel like my whole thing is messy. So I host Messiness and now I have my Messy Mama wine. And I really wanted a wine that is delicious for everybody, but you can have a bottle and you can wake up and still function the next day, not have a hangover and stuff like that. And I feel like this is the wine for everybody.
So what is it about the wine that you're not going to wake up with a hangover?
Well, personally for me, like I'm not saying it might work for you guys. It's delicious wine, but I just feel like, you know, it's not sugary. It's just really, really, it's delicious. I have a white and I have a red. So I have a cab and I have a Chardonnay. You know, it goes good with cheese. It goes good with grapes and all of that, because anytime I drink wine, I always have my cheese platter, my crackers, my grapes, just so delicious.
Yeah.
And I'm just really excited to finally come out with wine, because I feel like the whole time I've been on the show, everyone knows me for having a good time and drinking.
Yeah.
So I never really got into like the drinking business part yet. So this is, it's happening.
I'm definitely excited to try it. I love my wine as well. And I am a messy mama as well. So I feel like we have a lot in common there. Like, how involved were you in the process? I guess you said you haven't been to the vineyard yet, but did you get to decide which wines you wanted? Like, how was that process?
So we basically were starting this whole process during quarantine. So like, I couldn't actually fly out there to see everything and like do a wine tasting. So they sent me like 2 boxes of wine to taste myself. So I did a wine tasting on Zoom with them. That was fun because it was like day drinking. But I literally tried like 10 different reds, 10 different whites. And then I was like mixing certain ones to see if I liked it. And then I finally came up with like the perfect ones that I loved. So to doing that, to actually tasting the wine and figuring out which one I loved, to designing the bottles up until like, you know, the colors of just everything. I definitely wanted leopard in it, but I wanted the foil. I want it to be like more like a foil metallic, but like also stand out a little bit when you feel it, you know, kind of like is 3D.
Yeah.
So yeah, everything that I do when it comes to like my business and my brand, I need like 100% approval on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Summerlin was amazing to work with. They killed it.
That sounds like a dream activity to literally.
So fun.
Like from start to finish, create your own wine. I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the leopard gold foil, I feel like that's become your signature. It's on your strollers and everything.
Yeah. Leopard is like my signature. So I had to throw it in there.
Yeah. I love that. Do you ever find time like for just you and to relax? And if you do, what are your tips for all the moms listening?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely love to relax, but I feel like when I relax, it's at night. Like when I finally get all the kids down, and it could be like 10:30 at night, but I make sure I try and stay up. Like that's when I have my glass of wine. So I can try and stay up and, you know, feel a little tipsy and watch my shows. But if it's not at night, I make sure to make time to work out at least like 4 times a week, just because if I don't, then I get cranky and then I'm like a rude mom and I'm like on edge and I have no patience. Like I need to work out or I'm just going to be an asshole mom and I don't want that. So I do make sure that I work out. But yeah, at night is like my time to like unwind, have a glass of wine and crackers and cheese in bed. And I watch my Netflix with swear words and cursing and murder. And it just makes me happy.
That sounds like a dream night. Mm-hmm. I want to do that. I actually can't have cheese right now because I'm nursing my son and it's so annoying because I have to tell you the amount of times that I've been presented with a cheese board at a party or like something over the weekend at a friend's house with wine. And all I want to do is that.
We could do like the meats, pepperonis or.
Yeah I could do that. But yeah, I love my cheese and wine when I can eat it.
Same. Mm-hmm.
So what's the best part about being a mom?
I think just being able to create your own little best friends. Like the fact that you just look at them and you're like, how did I make you? This is so weird. Like I made
it's
a human.
So weird. It's so weird.
And this human I love so much, like I would die for in a second. I just think the love that you have is beautiful and amazing because you will never have that with anybody else. And just the fact that you did create that person, like you created your little best friends. I just love that.
Do you feel like you, because you have 2 boys and a girl. So I only have 2 boys. So I only know what it's like to have boys. But do you feel like that relationship is really different?
Yes. Because I feel like the boys, they're like really rough. And Lorenzo, he's like kind of a teenager now. So like anytime I want to snuggle, he's like, get off me. And like just a boy. And then Giovanna, she always wants to do snugglies. And she's very dramatic. So I have to like kiss her ass a lot. So she's like me, but yeah, it's definitely different. Like it's more smushy and cuddly. And I wish I still had that with Lorenzo, but he's just like, he's not having it. He just wants to do sports and Fortnite and I can't hug him.
That's my biggest fear. My oldest is 3 and all I want to ever do is cuddle with him. And I'm just dreading the day. I mean, he now will tell me to get off of him, but for the most part, he'll still snuggle with me. I'm dreading the day that he pushes me off of him, like for good.
No, you have time still. You have time.
I really hope so. It really, the snuggles are the best part, I think.
Same.
What do you think the toughest part is?
Probably making time for each kid.
Yeah.
That was my worry when I was having my second. I was like, mm-hmm. am I going to love my second the same as my first? And how am I going to have enough time? And I mean, the love is obviously unconditional. So that wasn't an issue, but the time is like, I feel like I spend more time with my daughter because I'm always bringing her to sports.
Right.
And then Gianni like does Lorenzo sports and then the baby, like we have a babysitter. So I just feel like it's a lot when it comes to like traveling and getting kids to where they need to be. So I think the time and being able to spend as much time with each kid, that's what stresses me out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I give you so much credit for having three. That seems chaotic.
It's a lot.
I'm just learning mm-hmm. two, even though I'm like, I think I want to have three. I have to bring my husband to that point, but two is chaotic. So
yeah, three is a tornado.
You talk about time and like being concerned that you don't have enough time. Was there ever a point when you were starting all these businesses and doing other things that you thought you couldn't do at all?
No, I feel I like a challenge and I like to not be stressed, but I like to like go to bed knowing, holy shit, I have a lot going on. Like I need to get up and do stuff. Like I like knowing that I have a lot going on, because if I don't have a lot going on, then I get into like this rut and this, you know, this like weird depression.
Yeah.
So no, yeah, I like a challenge and yeah, I try not to get stressed. I'm not a very stressed person, which is good.
Teach me your ways. I need that.
I think it's just the Sagittarius in me. I don't know. I'm very spontaneous and I just go with the flow. And I mean, I get stressed here and there, you know, like a normal person, but generally I go with the flow.
Yeah. So now that you watch the Jersey Shore as a mom, mm-hmm. and you probably get asked this, but watching the Jersey Shore as a mom, what do you think of yourself and everybody else in the house? And like, does it make you like, oh my God, like, I can't believe I did that. Like being a mother, or you're kind of like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah. I'm not a mom like that. Like, I'm not like, oh, I can't believe I did that. I'm like, get it, girl. Own your shit. Have fun. Like, I miss it. I miss, yeah. you know, not having a care in the world and just enjoying my young 20s and being messy and a slob. And I actually look back and I'm like, wow, I would go back and do that again.
So no regrets.
I mean, yeah, of course, like getting arrested on the beach for the world to see and like, that wasn't great, but yeah, it doesn't keep me up at night. No.
But that was iconic. That's amazing. I feel like I'm like totally aspiring to be you right now. Like no stress, no remorse. Like I need that. Totally.
But yeah. I don't like having things in my head, you know?
Right. Do you still get to see all the other cast members, or is it usually only when you're recording?
Yeah. Usually only when we're filming, just because we're all so crazy with like being parents, like doing our own thing and businesses and stuff. So they're actually out in Florida right now. I fly out tomorrow and we're filming a little chunk of next season. So I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait to see that. Mm-hmm. That's really fun. And like, do you feel like all your kids now are, I know that Milani and Sissy are friends, but are everybody else friends?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
No, yeah, they play. When we do play dates, all the kids yeah. play and they're best friends. They're basically cousins at this point because, right. you know, we're legit a family. So it's nice yeah. to see all the kids together.
It's really nice to hear that it's not just for show. This isn't just for TV. And you guys actually have this genuine family going on.
Oh, no. Yeah. We actually like each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. And that's also why like, I love watching so much, because you feel that it's genuine.
Yeah.
That's so nice. So where could we find Messy Mama? When is it going to be out?
So Messy Mama is coming out this month. So I was so excited because when we decided to do this, I was like, let's do November, because November is a big month for me. It's my birthday, and that's like when the holidays start, and it's my best time of year. So I was like, let's do November for my birthday, and you know, just get everyone excited for the holidays and stuff like that. So yeah, it's coming out this month, and you can go to messymama.com and put your email in. You'll get the VIP access where you can buy it before everybody else. And then you get like a little gift and everything. So yeah, I'm just excited for this to finally launch. Like, I feel like everyone's going to love it.
It's really exciting. I'm excited. So everybody needs to get their cheese boards ready for the Messy Mama wine.
Yes, cheese boards, pepperoni, grapes. You're going to like what you see.
And it sounds like it's also like a really pretty bottle to bring as a gift to somebody's house.
Yes. Yeah, honestly, you don't even need to wrap it up in like a bag. Like, you just put like a bow on it or whatever, and you're good to go.
That's awesome. I can't wait to try it. Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for coming on Betches Moms. Where else can our listeners find you?
Of course. I actually do a podcast with my gay squirrel, Joey. So it's called It's Happening with Snuffy and Joey. You can get it, you know, anywhere podcasts are. I feel like it's on, what is it? The Apple podcast, wherever.
Yeah. Apple and Spotify probably.
Yeah. We've been doing it for a while. And it's basically just us talking shit and drinking. And I mean, it's not very informative, but we try to be. So it's like for the news that you want to hear, that's not correct. And like, just so stupid.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great way to not be stressed.
Yeah. Just listen to us and you'll laugh.
Well, that's it for this episode of Betches Moms Podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow us on Apple and Spotify, and to follow Betches Moms at Betches Moms on Instagram and Snooki at Snooki. And remember, there are no rules on this podcast. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
The Betches Moms Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Social media by Brittany Levine. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your emails to moms@betches.com.
Betches.